Welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Young Gunners podcast, presented by Texas Young Lawyers Association. We cut through the noise and discuss practical tips and challenges facing new attorneys in Texas and the United States. Today, I'm your host, William Biggers. I'm an estate and civil litigation attorney in Dallas, Texas, with the Biggers Law Firm. In Season 5, we'll be focusing on war stories, overcoming challenges, and learning from our mistakes. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Ted Biggers about his war stories as a practicing attorney and tips on how to address those challenges. Ted Biggers is the owner and managing partner of the Biggers Law Firm in Dallas, Texas. Ted, thank you for joining us. Could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I'm a longtime Dallasite. I was born and raised in Dallas, and I come from a family of attorneys. My grandfather was an attorney back in the 20s, and my father also was an attorney, and then I'm an attorney, as well as my sons are all attorneys. And last but not least, my wife is an attorney who practices with me as well. So as you can tell, I have a lot of legal in my background. Our family started a law firm with my grandfather, and as I mentioned, my father and I practiced as well, and our sons practiced. Two of our sons will practice with us now. I've been practicing for about 34 years now, and I've practiced, as I mentioned earlier, all in Dallas. I've been only with two firms. The first one was with my father's firm, Biggers, Beasley, Earl, and Hightower, and I practiced there as a young attorney. And then after a number of years, my father and I branched off from that law firm and started our law firm, the Biggers Law Firm. And I've been practicing with that firm ever since.
Well, great. Thank you. That's definitely a great history of everything, of everywhere that you've been. Did anything else lead you to be wanting to become a lawyer?
Well, other than just being around it all the time with my father and my grandfather, it was kind of just part of our life. Originally, I went to undergraduate school to get an accounting degree and started getting into that area. But as I was learning accounting and being familiar with that, I seemed to always gravitate back to how estate planning and estate practice and litigation worked with accounting. And so it became kind of something that I enjoyed doing, working with numbers, but at the same time, I really liked the idea of estate planning and representing people in their estate planning needs.
It's definitely very unique for you to be able to work with your family. How's it been working with your grandfather, your father, and then now your sons?
Well, I didn't get the opportunity to practice with my grandfather, but I did go see him many times and go to his office where my father practiced with him. And just seeing how they related, they got along so well and were such a good complement to each other. As well as when I started practice with my father, it seemed like, you know, it really worked well. Had some people that thought that maybe we shouldn't be practicing together, that might be difficult to do, but I never really found that to be an issue. My father was very involved in estate planning and administration, and that was something I grew to really enjoy doing. And so I got to learn a lot from him from all his many years practicing in the estate planning and administration and litigation area. And I was able to get quite a bit of expertise in doing that. And I feel like I was able to take that and develop our law firm and then pass that down to our sons in practicing with me. And so that's been a real pleasure to be able to kind of take that learning experience and then pass it on to our family and to my sons.
Well, thanks for sharing all this information and helping the listeners get to know you a little bit better. So now let's move on to the main topic of this podcast, war stories. So listeners, today we're going to ask Ted to tell us about his war stories from three different time periods of his career. The first time period is practicing as a new attorney. The second will be as a mid-level attorney. and the third will be in the capacity and leadership role as a managing partner. So let's get started. Ted, could you please tell our listeners about a war story that you experienced as a new attorney practicing law and how you overcame that challenge?
Well, starting out as a new attorney with the law firm that I started with, we had a pretty general civil practice. And so there were lots of different things that we got to do. And it was one of the benefits of being with that firm that we got to go to court quite a bit. So as a young lawyer, they assigned us different tasks and had us go to court pretty much right after I got my law license. And as part of that, and we did a lot of work in the creditors arena and would be down in the bankruptcy court. And so I learned early on from my experiences in doing that, and through the, they mainly sent me down for motion practice, that you need to be prepared and know your judge. And what I mean by that is every judge is different, and what they expect from you varies. So you go into one court and that judge may not have much to ask you, and you just make your presentation of your motion and they grant your order. And then I learned that that's not always the case with the other judges. One judge in particular, it seemed like he had he always would want to know a little bit more than the others. And so I learned quickly that you better be prepared when you go into his court. So when I had to go to motion practice in the bankruptcy court, I didn't realize as a young lawyer how much the judge would really inquire into what you needed to know. And the judge would ask a lot of questions about the case. And in my first experience with that, I did not know everything and was pretty much in front of everybody else. Got a good chewing. So I learned after that to always be prepared, know all about the facts, make sure you're aware of what might be the counter arguments, and be prepared to present those to the judge. So that was something I learned pretty early on. It was a good experience to know. I always took that to heart going forward, that when I go to court, I want to make sure I'm prepared and I know what the judge is going to expect of me. I still won the motion and nothing came of it other than a little humility with that. But it was a great experience, and I got a lot of great experience going down there and doing a lot of creditor work in the motion practice in the bankruptcy court. And I think the other thing that I learned early on is you need to, you know, make sure you're aware of all the details and make sure that your witnesses are also prepared and know what's expected of them. One occasion I recall going down to probate court, and I had called the witness, and it was going to be a simple prove-up hearing. And so I never did see him or anything. I just talked to him on the phone. Well, when we showed up for the hearing, the witness showed up in shorts and a tank top, which is a big no-no in the court. They need to be more appropriately dressed. I never thought that I needed to tell the client or the witness that they needed to be appropriately dressed. Anyway, it was quite embarrassing when I showed up and there was the witness in the tank top and cut off shorts. And the judge was luckily very understanding, and I explained what the situation was, and he went ahead and let us have the hearing. But I sure learned from that make sure that your witnesses are prepared, as well as that they know what's expected of them in their attire.
Well, that's a great couple stories. So listeners, the takeaway from this is to make sure to be prepared and know your judge, as well as make sure that your witness is prepared, not just for questions, but also how they dress and what's expected of them in the courtroom. So for your next war story, you've moved past the beginning lawyer stage, and you're now a mid-level attorney, and things are going more smoothly. What are some challenges that you encountered, and how did you overcome them?
Well, I don't, as a young attorney, and then getting the opportunity to have jury trials, the pressure was a little bit more on me to make sure that we were prepared and had everything exactly right. And I learned early on, though, in doing jury trials, that you need to keep your presentation to the jury very straightforward and concise. And in particular, I recall one trial that we had. We were prepared. We had everything, I felt like, ready to go and had it all laid out. And we got through all of the facts and we got through the law and presented to the jury and really felt good about the whole matter. And then when the jury came in and they ruled for the other side, we were quite surprised. And so I was like, I couldn't believe that they didn't rule for us. I mean, the facts were with us and the law was with us. And went afterwards, after the jury had been excused, and talked to a couple of jurors and found out quickly that they didn't really understand our case, that we presented too much for the case, and they became confused and were not really sure how they were trying to rule. So I learned early on, need to keep your presentation straight to the point, clear and simple. By the way, we did win on appeal, but still we could have been a little bit more straightforward and simple in our presentation.
Well, thank you, Ted. That's definitely a good takeaway for our listeners, to make sure that you keep your jury presentations concise, short, and straight to the point. Now for your last war story, can you share with us a more recent experience that you've had in your capacity and leadership as a managing partner?
Well, I would say as a managing partner, you need to make sure that your expectations are conveyed to your associates, that they understand what you expect from them, what kind of time frame you need things to be done, what kind of expectations that you need to have them be ready for the hearing, whether they're going to be participating in a sense that they're going to ask questions or do the deposition, make sure that they understand those things. Find that associates can really help you a lot, but they need to know what your expectations with them going forward is going to be. And also, you know, how to prepare witnesses for hearings and trials and making sure that they understand how that should be done.
Well, thank you, Ted. That's definitely a great takeaway and definitely a great insight into hearing from your capacity and leadership as a managing partner, especially for as a young attorney and also all the young attorneys out there listening today. So thank you for sharing your war stories with our listeners. And I'm sure what they've heard today is very helpful and beneficial for them as they move forward throughout their careers as an attorney. Everyone, thank you for listening today, and make sure to tune into our next episode on war stories, overcoming challenges and learning from our mistakes.